This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know that saying about real estate, all you got to do is worry about three things: location, location, location. Overused? Sure. Also, though, true, which I mentioned because this low housing inventory and high mortgage rates have helped keep home sales subdued, I suppose, as people who are enjoying lower mortgage rates are staying put, which means a lot of home sales are coming from new construction. But getting back to that location trope, in some places it is easier to build that new construction than in others. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall has that one.
It was all bulldozers, hammers, and drills on my 100-degree walk around my block in Houston today. Work is being done on four different lots, including a new gated community and two single-family homes. In Houston, new builds make up more than a third of home inventory, says Daryl Fairweather with Redfin.
In Texas, there is a lot of available land for development. The land is a lot cheaper than it is in California.
She says just 6% of home inventory in LA is new construction.
And Texas in general is just more pro-development than California is.
We have added on delay and fees that are unparalleled, unmatched, and out of control.
Dan Dunmoyer is with the California Building Industry Association. He says it can take 15 years for a development to get through all the red tape.
Last year, we did roughly 130,000 permits were pulled for new builds. So Houston and Dallas-Fort Worth build more homes than all of California.
And a lot of these Californians who can't afford to get into a home, they're moving to Texas, says Brian Glashagel with real estate data firm Zonda.
You've got the four major Texas markets in the top 10 in terms of new home construction activity as of the second quarter.
He says even with high interest rates, Houston had more sales of new homes in the first half of this year than it did in the same period in 2019, you know, before COVID hit.
It's really tied to that, right? There's a lot of land. We can continue to grow. We've got the new home. I think the favorable tailwinds we have are migration coming into state.
But that migration has another effect. Jesus Fasayo is with Rice University.
The cost of the land has been creeping for a very long time.
Land prices are going up as newcomers move in, making houses in Houston less affordable for the people who already live here. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.